Now today's top federal headlines. Congress has found the $5 billion it needed to cut from the Defense Authorization Bill. The cuts came from readiness increases in the Army and Air National Guard, missile defense purchases, and funds for equipment modification also got trimmed. The cuts were needed to fit the parameters of the budget deal signed by the president earlier this week. President Obama is ordering several federal agencies to mitigate the environmental effects of projects they approve. In a presidential memorandum, he says he wants to remove barriers agencies face using federal resources for restoration. The agencies include Departments of Defense, Interior and Agriculture, EPA, and the NOAA. A redesign of the 2020 census could save the Bureau more than $5 billion. Census is adding an online response option for the first time. It's also adding apps to help employees in the field and will cross-reference shared data with the IRS and Postal Service. That's only if it gets the funding it needs, though. Some members in Congress want the Census Bureau to be more detailed in their plans. 16 federal career managers get a big career boost. More now from Tom Temin in today's Management Report.
They've been chosen as the first participants in the White House Leadership Development Program. The group of GS-15s will spend the next year developing into members of the senior executive service. They'll rotate through several assignments, working on what the White House calls high-priority, mission-critical, cross-agency programs. They'll work to improve agency performance while acquiring experience in collaboration, enterprise approaches to big issues, and leadership. I'm Tom Temin.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson presents the DHS Secretary's Award to 329 DHS employees from across the country. The awards are for extraordinary service and contributions to the department. Those honored include employees who supported law enforcement and protection activities during the 70th UN General Assembly and Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. Frank Bateman, currently one of the longest-serving cabinet-level CIOs, is leaving his position at the Department of Health and Human Services. After 3 years, he says he wants to look for new opportunities. He leaves after 7 years in government, including positions at the FDA and Social Security Administration. NASA puts its IT future in the cloud. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT special report.
NASA sent 50 back office functions to the cloud. The space agency's first large-scale cloud effort is run by the Shared Service Center at Stennis Space Center in Mississippi. Now, 40,000 employees can more easily access IT support, grant processing, and human resources management services. NASA contracted with ServiceNow to put these functions in the cloud and get out of managing legacy hardware and software. Now the Shared Service Center can focus on creating applications to run across the cloud platform. I'm Jason Miller.
The Army is launching a contest for industry to build software for visualizing cybersecurity risks. It aims to evaluate the technical feasibility of a risk-based cyber situational awareness capability tool. An industry day is planned for mid-November in the Capital Region to provide interested members of industry with further details on the framework and requirements of the challenge. The Social Security Administration paid about $145,000 in bonuses to 240 employees with conduct and discipline problems. SSA's IG says little more than half of them were reprimanded, some were suspended, and one was demoted. The IG suggests SSA change its awards policy to skip employees with certain conduct problems. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.